Weeks of community tension were resolved after the Saratoga County Buildings and Grounds Committee voted Monday against any runway extension plan at the Saratoga County Airport in Milton. County-hired consultants proposed upgrades to the airport that also includes improvements to taxiways, terminals, and hangar space. It's all part of an FAA-required update to the airport's master plan. But runway extension proposals would have required the county to acquire land owned by neighboring residents. Cheers erupted from the congested crowd after the committee voted unanimously, with one abstention, to reject runway expansion and to keep any upgrades within the airport fences.
I say yes.
Recently, Milton's town board, backed by hundreds of residents, passed a resolution against runway expansion. The County Buildings and Grounds Committee's vote Monday would halt expansion for at least 10 years. Town Supervisor Dan Luza, who also chairs the B&G committee, said he's confident the county will not seek eminent domain.
As long as I'm in this position, my stance will never change. I mean, I'm basically going to still stay. I mean, unless they want to move the airport somewhere else in the county, well, why it's in, within the town of Milton, I mean, we have to work together. This is not anything against the general managers of the airport. It's nothing against the airport itself. I mean, we have to be good neighbors.
David Burton spoke on behalf of Milton residents against runway expansion, thanking the committee for their action. Burton worked to organize opposition after he and his wife learned that the land he owns adjacent to the airport could have been affected.
We passed back and forth on whether or not we put the house up for sale or find out how much the house is worth, but when I walked to my neighbor and I talked to my neighbors, wasn't a chance I was going to leave.
Burton said it is possible to fight City Hall.
I'm confident that we're going to have a voice in it, and we're going to continue to make sure we have a watchful eye on everything that happens.
Luza said working with town residents in a unified way was a gratifying experience.
I tell you, it was a pleasure actually to work with the residents of the town of Milton. We all came together, we worked as one, we were one voice. I think people realized they were up against it.
Pete Bardunias, president and CEO of the Chamber of Southern Saratoga County, said as discussions surrounding the airport continue in the future, he wants to see the business community work closely with the residents and government. He also said that leaders should take a regional approach when considering upgrades to the county's infrastructure.
There's a lot of facilities around here. We have a lot of partners throughout the capital region. I think that Saratoga County should look at that, how it integrates with the rest of Tech Valley, and how we work together to make sure that we have the transportation infrastructure needs assessed, but at the same time protecting our communities.
In 2008, a plane clipped the surrounding trees during a landing at the airport. At the time, the FAA recommended 16 trees be cut down. Residents were upset after the county removed several acres of trees. Luza said Monday's action shows commitment to the community and that anything similar will not happen again.
The county have taken 70 acres worth. They clear-cutted the whole area. And we show that that's not going to happen anymore.
Other updates to the airport's master plan will be considered at a later date. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.